Emily Kopp of Federal News Radio is here and debuting a new series called Federal Voices. This program is on an ongoing basis on Federal News Radio, and you can read more about it at federalnewsradio.com. What's the thumbnail behind this, Emily? What is the story behind Federal Voices?
Well, Federal Voices is something a bit different from other things that we do here at Federal News Radio. We cover the news, and we cover a lot of policies and procedures and problems and things or stuff. But really, the federal government is all about the people who create the policies or create the programs or the problems. And this show, Federal Voices, is an attempt to get to know those people. And so a bunch of people here at Federal News Radio have chosen ways to get at this, to get at who makes the federal government. And I've been working over the past several months with an organization called the Association for Diplomatic Studies and Training, which is an independent nonprofit but affiliated with the State Department's Foreign Service Institute. Mm-hmm. And they've just got this amazing collection of audio stories of U.S. diplomats collected over the last 30 years, largely by one person. And his name is Stu Kennedy. You can read about him on federalnewsradio.com. He's a retired Foreign Service officer, and he had this idea, he says, shortly after he retired back in the 1980s. He was at a funeral for somebody, for an ambassador that he had worked for, and listening to the eulogies, and he thought, these stories of what people like this man have done are going to be lost. And so with a cassette recorder in hand, he set out to interview people. And, you know, I think it's most telling if we let him explain in his own words why he decided to do that.
Well, first place, the Foreign Service is a very exciting field and practically unknown to the public. The public generally thinks of diplomats as existing in marbled halls, wearing striped pants and signing treaties. This is far from it. We're in the middle of very difficult situations, or we're dealing with rather grubby work, such as interviewing hundreds of potential immigrants every day. And what I wanted to do was to get the public to understand what Foreign Service officers do. So our interviews deal much with plain humdrum work every day of Americans, helping people get visas, getting Americans out of trouble, and then dealing with crises.
And it was the crises that he mentioned that captivated me the most, because it seems like the federal government, some of these are crises and some of these are problems that perhaps the news media or Congress or others make into crises.
Mm-hmm.
But every day the government has something unexpected that the people who make up the government have to deal with. And so these are really inside looks at how people cope with these unimaginable crises, mm-hmm, of all kinds.
You really hit a mother load here too, I think, Emily, because it's never failed when I've had an ambassador or former ambassador on the program and I dig a little bit into his or her background. Something has happened at some point, no matter what country he or she has served in, no matter what the circumstances of that service were, something's there that you go, wow, this is just a normal guy that if you went to Giant, you might see him in the frozen food aisle pulling something out and just assume they're just a regular man or woman, and yet they've done these just amazing, unbelievable things that are critical to American history.
Yeah. Well, and in a way, I think that's inspiring, too, because, in fact, these are regular people. So in the show Federal Voices, and again, you can find it online, and it's airing this week and next week here on Federal News Radio, three Americans, all U.S. diplomats, caught in these crises that they were not of their making, they didn't predict, but had to deal with. And the first story that we share is of a consular officer, Diane Dillard. This is Lebanon, April 1983, and I'm sure most of our listeners remember what happened then. A truck drove up to the embassy in Beirut, blew up. About 63 people were killed, including many Americans. And as a consular officer, it was Diane Dillard's responsibility to go through and find those who are missing, identify their bodies, and eventually arrange for them to be sent back to the United States.
One of the doctors asked me if I would come to the morgue and try to help them identify this woman's husband. And they, what they wanted was for me to look at the bodies and pick out two or three who could be her husband. And so I went in, and, you know, they all look alike there. They were all covered. Basically, there was a fine gray dust. It's amazing. And so the doctor said, now, of course, that's Bill McIntyre, and this is Rajib. And so I looked at him, and I could see, yes, they were those people. And so I thought, okay, well then, yeah, it is possible. So I looked at all the bodies that were there, and I remembered that this man, his teeth were kind of squared off, you know. They came out in right angles almost. And there was this one body, and that I thought, well, those are her, that's his teeth. I know that those are his teeth. And the top of his head was blown off, and his middle was all open. And so I asked him if they could put a cloth over his, you know, down across his forehead and across his middle, and before they showed her. And she came in and said, no, that wasn't her husband. And I thought, well, if that isn't her husband, then I'm not going to be able to do this job. Well, it was her husband. They finally found something in his pocket that she recognized as being his.
So if you listen to the show, you'll hear what else Dillard had to do. I mean, she really had to put herself, I don't want to say on autopilot, but take on this sort of survival attitude where she looked at her former colleagues and just got the business done because, as she says, you know, they were empty vessels then. But that wasn't only it. I mean, after this moment passed, the embassy had been blown up and her consular section, the one that just does the day-to-day of issuing immigration visas and or tourist visas or whatever to come to the United States, she said that became the most important part of what the embassy did because people needed to get back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have an embassy, so she opened up the consular section in her own apartment, and she talks about that in this excerpt that we've put into the show.
It's unbelievable. Congratulations on this. It's terrific. It's a wonderful program. It's archived at federalnewsradio.com. Where would you like to take your work as you continue to contribute to this, Emily?
Well, you know, it's really these human stories that personally motivate me
mm-hmm.
To do this type of work. And so there are 2,400 of these types of audio interviews in this collection at ADST. But I know of other professions such as the local bar association that have done the same thing. And I would love to hear from other people who think that they know of other federal employees with great stories to tell those stories in their own words.